Hey there, 欢迎收听2020年 Apple Podcast 十大热门节目通勤学英语 15minutes.today。 我是 John 老师，想在通勤、午休、独自喝咖啡的时间让自己沉浸在英语环境，提升英语力吗？赶快订阅通勤学英语 Podcast， 成为通勤家族的一员。每日 John 老师会带着大家跟读英语时事趣闻，以及与其他资深英文老师们的时事趣闻讨论，陪伴着你一起提升英语力。 Let's get started with today's program。 NYPD robot dogs run is cut short after fierce backlash. When the New York Police Department acquired a robotic dog last year,Officials heralded the four-legged device as a futuristic tool that could go places that were too dangerous to send officers. This dog is going to save lives, Inspector Frank DiGiacomo of the department's Technical Assistance Response Unit said in a television interview in December. It's going to protect people. It's going to protect officers. Instead, the machine, which the police named DigiDog,became a source of heated debate. After it was seen being deployed as part of the response to a home invasion in the Bronx in February, critics likened it to a dystopian surveillance drone. And when officers used it at a public housing building in Manhattan this month, a backlash erupted again, with some people describing the device as emblematic of how overly aggressive the police can be,when dealing with poor communities. Now the robotic dog's days in the city have quietly been cut short. In response to a subpoena from City Councilman Ben Carlos and Council Speaker Corey Johnson requesting records related to the device, police officials said a contract worth roughly $94,000 to lease the robotic dog from its maker, Boston Dynamics, had been terminated April 22nd.John Miller, the police department's deputy commissioner for intelligence and counterterrorism, confirmed late last month that the contract had been cancelled and that the dog had been returned to Boston Dynamics or would be soon. In an interview, Miller said that the lease had been scheduled to end in August and that the police had planned to test the robotic dog's capabilities until then. The department changed its plans, he said,after the device became a target for people who he said had improperly used it to fuel arguments about race and surveillance. People had figured out the catchphrases and the language to somehow make this evil, Miller said. Carlos, a Democrat who represents the Upper East Side, took a different position, saying the device's presence in New York underscored what he called the militarization of the police.He said the robotic dog resembled those featured in the 2017 Metalhead episode of the television show Black Mirror. At a time where we should be having more beat cops on the street, building relationships with residents, they're actually headed in another direction in trying to replace them with robots, he said.
Thanks for tuning in. 记得我们每日跟读精选词汇以及 Intense Podcast 节目都在各大 Podcast 平台同步放送。也欢迎分享我们官网 www.15minutes.today 以及 Facebook 粉专给亲朋好友。同情学英语 ,improving your English on the go. Catch you in the next one. 我们下期见。